Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 38, Hop Goes in the Hot Tub. Didn't she do that once before?
Yeah, Hop had said something about the hot tub, and I'm trying to remember, we had talked earlier today about Hop and the hot tub, didn't we? What was she doing there? Or wasn't that it? Wasn't that her?
She said she didn't
want to
go in the hot tub ever again.
She did, hey? Oh. Probably because of when she got stuck in the hot tub at the shop and turned the wrong buttons on and she went round and round and round.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how does that happen?
Well, do you remember the hot tub that we had outside the shop where you lay on the water hammock and I turned the jets on and you turned around in circles? Yeah, kind of like that. So, but fortunately, I think for Hop, the hot tub we have in our backyard right now doesn't do that. No, it just kind of goes and doesn't do much. So, I think maybe Hop found out about that. And she decided that she was going to try it anyway. She was going to try this hot tub, that maybe this one was going to be a little bit safer for her to use.
Definitely, it's definitely safer.
So, she, went out there one night, and first of all, she realized that when she was at the shop, she had the lights on, and so she could see what she was doing, and now she was outside, and it was dark, and she really didn't know what it was that she was doing. It was kind of hard to see. So, first thing she needed to do was figure out how to actually get into the hot tub, and she took some of the twigs and sticks that she had stacked up for a fire and some of the other rocks and stuff like that, and she made another set of steps on top of the steps that are out there so she could climb up all the way. And then, well, she tried lifting the cover, but she couldn't move it. It was just too heavy to, well, she lifted it up a little bit, but she couldn't flip it all the way over. So she's like, I can't flip it over. So she just put her head underneath and she wriggled and wriggled and wriggled and boop! She plopped into the hot tub. Well,
is she going in there without the cover?
Because you thought it was dark outside before with no lights on. Now she's in the hot tub with the cover on and there are no lights at all.
Maybe she should have turned the light on first.
Yeah, she maybe should have, but she didn't know about where that light was right then, and she couldn't reach it from the steps. She was going to go turn it on when she got inside, except now she was inside, and she can't see anything, and what is she going to do? And
did she have goggles on?
No goggles.
Uh-oh.
So Hop decided she just needed to sit for a moment and think about this for a little bit. This wasn't her the first time she'd been in hot water. Ha 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 ha. How is she going to get out? Well, first of all, she thought to herself, you know what? Even though I can't see, it is quite comfortable in here, so I might as well at least relax while I'm thinking. So she was able to find something that she could hold on to. So she just held on and she lay down on her back and she floated. She floated on her back while she thought.
How did she do that?
Well, she did a back float.
When if she was underwater?
Nope. No, she's not underwater because there's a little gap between the water and the cover. By the way, this was not a very good idea for Hop to do. This is something that's not safe at all for somebody to do, and it was a very bad idea. But Hop didn't know better then, and she learned that this is not something that she should do.
What?
To go underneath the hot tub. Go in the hot tub with a cover on. It's a very, very bad idea. And not safe at all. But she was stuck, so she needed to think. And so she lay back, and she thought, and she thought. Well, you know what? What happens if maybe... Oh yeah, there is a light in here, isn't there? Maybe that would be a good starting point. If I could turn a light on, then maybe I could figure something out. Where was that light again? Oh yeah, over there by... Okay, the buttons are over there. How do I get to them? Well, I think if I crawl along this wall, I should be able to get to them. So I'll just have to hold on very carefully and paw over paw, make my way over to those buttons. So very, very carefully, paw over paw, little by little, Hop made her way towards the buttons when suddenly she couldn't stand on the floor anymore because the floor just suddenly dropped off and got really deep. And she's like, oh boy, I'm just hanging on. Well, I'll just have to hang on really carefully. So she did. Paw over paw over paw. She went closer and closer until finally she felt the buttons. And she was like, yay, I felt the buttons. So first of all, she had to figure out which button to push. So she reached over and she felt the first button. Well, I don't know which one it is, so I'll try this one. Well, she pressed the button. The pump started. It's like, oh no, it's swishing me around. Push it again. It's faster. Oh, push it again. Oh, it stopped. Whew, that was a close one. Well, I think that's the only button that turns on pumps, so hopefully I'm okay if I don't push that button again. She went over and pushed the next button. Oh, the light came on. Yay! And then she took a look around and realized she was over really deep water. She was going to have to go paw over paw to get back to where she came in to get to water that she could stand in again. So she did paw over paw very, very carefully. She made it back to where she could stand. Then she looked around and went, oh, I can stand. Well, if I can stand, maybe I can lift the lid while I'm standing. Didn't think of that when I first slipped in here. Huh, did I? So, Hop turned around and tried to stick her head underneath the cover and lifted, and it cracked open a little bit. She saw some light underneath and went, oh, yay! I can see light! I'm getting it open! And then suddenly, the pump kicked in again. And right beside where she was standing was a big whirlpool. It was the skimmer for the hot tub. It was a big whirlpool right where Hop was standing. She's like, oh no, I better get out of here before I get sucked into the skimmer. And she just stopped thinking about what could happen if she got sucked into the skimmer and just focused on pushing. And she pushed and pushed with all her might. And it wasn't quite enough. So she thought, I know, I'm a rabbit. Rabbits are really good at hopping. That's what I'm going to do. So she crouched down low and she took a big hop right underneath the cover, right at the bottom, and boop, popped right out to the outside and fell right on the steps, ker plop. And then you know what happened? She was really cold, so she ran right into the house and made a big mess with puddles all over the floor until finally she managed to get into the bathroom and find her towel and dry herself off. And she decided next time she went to the hot tub, she was going to ask Sarah for some help. The end.
I can't even lift the cover.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop prepares for a birthday party. Wonder whose birthday party? Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.